Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, what's going on? Happy holidays. This is episode 360 of the Authentic Persuasion Show, and I just want to do a quick episode. I know that some people listen to podcasts the same day they come out. Some of them listen in retrospect. The recordings are always out there just forever. But for today's episode, it is Christmas in the United States. It's December 25th, 2020. It is Christmas in the U.S. and a lot of the world. It's also Hanukkah and Kwanzaa season. It's New Year's is right around the corner. So it's just a big holiday time. And one of the things I just wanted to say happy holidays to everyone listening, super short, super sweet, as well as a reminder of just spending some time here towards the end of the year. If you're listening to this, the day this comes out, we've got 1 week left of 2020, which has, let's just say it's been an interesting year. Some people have done really well this year. It's been some eye-opening stuff for people who, let's say you're in a job that you don't necessarily like, and this was a good time to reset, and a lot of people shifted careers. A lot of people went all in on what they were good at and what they liked to do or what they were selling or a business they wanted to do, and it worked out well. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where it wasn't a good year for people and it was really, really challenging. And then there's the people who lost their lives this year, which is terrible and detrimental on that end. And so it's just been an interesting year. It's the nicest way to put it for this year. And so wherever you fall at in the spectrum of it being super challenging or positive silver lining year for you, take some time, especially this last week of the year, and reflect. One of the biggest things that I do each year, and I've been doing it for years, is I just open up my journal and I just write out what happened over the year. What were the highlights? What were the things that stood out? The positive, the negatives? What worked really well? What were some of the milestones? What were some of the great things? Because our minds, in our survival part of our minds, it is designed to focus on the negative. Focusing on the negative and then avoiding the negative, it is why we're still alive. It's what's kept us alive as a species and helped us dominate the natural world and anywhere we want to go. And so you got to remember, your mind by default will remember the negative things. Again, remembering that snakes are scary will keep you alive when you see a snake because you'll know to run away from it. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, no long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. Knowing that the squirrels are cute isn't going to give you the same emotional response in your brain because something being cute isn't going to affect your survival, right? Something being yummy might, but something being acute is not. And so remember that when you're reflecting over the year, our brains by default will go towards the negative. It will remember the hot stove that we touched and we got burnt, right? But it might not remember all of the great things that happened. So just take this time, last year, last week of the year, focus on that, journal, write out whatever works best for you, but take some time really to reflect on the year that you had, what worked, what didn't work, what you'd like to do. Setting New Year's resolutions generally doesn't work for people because they're usually too extreme of a change. Play the long game, right? So people overestimate what they can get done in a short time frame, but underestimate what they can get done longer. If you look at everything you accomplished in 2020, what could you accomplish in 2021 throughout all 365 days of the year? So anyway, that's what I want to leave you with here. Obviously, we're going to do a bunch of episodes. Next week, I have planned some replays, more of the LinkedIn lives and the lives that I've been doing, live events. So those will be coming, a couple of other episodes to finish out the new year. So that's the plan for next week. And then we'll kick off 2021 and keep on rolling, keep seeing where things have come, have been at, where they're going, do a recap episode on New Year's Eve, because that's always fun, or New Year's Day. But that's it for this one. Enjoy the holidays, enjoy time with family, enjoy time with virtual family, and just appreciate the fact that it's 2020. The technology is there to allow us to be virtual with friends and family in ways that we couldn't. You imagine, let's talk about the last time a pandemic like this happened in, was it 1918? I think they had phones, obviously no TVs, there was newspapers, there wasn't video conferencing, there wasn't cell phones, there wasn't emails, there wasn't text messages, right? So if you think of that now, while it's a devastating time and it's challenging for everybody, just appreciate the fact that we have the technology to allow you to literally be on a video call with all of your family, all having fun, all laughing, even if it's remote and isolated, but still together. So that's it. Have a great holiday, and I will catch you on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.